Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing B'Siyata Dishmaya, our previous shiur in the learning the Parsha of the Akedah. In Baruch Hashem B'Siyata Dishmaya, we saw a niflos, Mamish Mitaras Hashem. It was Niflo B'Yoser, thank God. And the Yisod HaDvarim was that there were really four conditions that Avraham Avinu had to fulfill. Two with regard to Avraham, and two with regard to Yitzchak. One, Bincha Asher Ahavta. That he's your son who you love. In other words, Avraham Avinu wasn't intended to repress his feelings of love for his son. He was supposed to love his son. So, Kadosh Baruch Hu said to him, Kach na es bincha. You have to feel he's your son. And Asher Ahavta, he put all this love in Avraham, and he should feel love for his son. He shouldn't repress his love. He's his son. His love for his son. And then also, that he should feel that Yichidcha, it's Yitzchak, that he's the one who is all the brachas are going to come through him, all the Yerusha is going to come through him, Eretz Yisrael, Am Yisrael. And he has all the milas of Yitzchak, and he has to sacrifice that also. And those are the conditions for the Akedah. That's Betamsis HaDvarim, what we learned in the last year. And now, like I like to say, we'll take the ball and run with it. In Pasuk Aleph, it says, Vayikra Elav Malach. Hashem el Hashamayim, Vayomer Avraham, Avraham, Vayomer Hineni. A Malach Hashem calls to him from Shemayim, and he says, Avraham, Avraham. And Avraham says, I'm here. Rashi says, Avraham, Avraham, Kafol Lashon Chiba. Yaakov talks about the double Avraham. We can explain as follows. It says in Pasuk Beis, Vayomer Atishlech Etcha L'Navatas B'Lalam Uma. Don't send your hand to the lad. Don't do anything to him. Rashi says, what do you mean? I shouldn't do anything? Did I come here for nothing? Let me at least draw some blood. Don't do ma'uma. Don't give him a mum. Don't give him a blemish. Sifsei Chachamim brings from the Maharshal, and I say, is drawing a little bit of blood a mum? So he is... gives a very forced interpretation of what this means. We can say as follows: Al tishlach yotcho lenar is neged oises, corresponds to the one doing it is Avraham. Al tas leim uma is referring to lo, to Yitzchak. So al tishlach yotcho lenar, referring to Avraham. Al tas leim uma is referring to Yitzchak. And as we explain, that Klape Avraham, he had to feel that he's killing his son, who he loves so much. And Klape Yitzchak, it's a bittul of the of all the generations and the milas of Yitzchak. So al tishlach yadcha lanar mitzad you Avraham, ma shenogea lecha, it's nogea to you that it's your son who you love so much. Al tishlach. And then klape Yitzchak, you want to be pogen his madrega in his future by drawing a little bit of blood. So he's still going to have the son he loves. But at least there's going to be a bittul in Yitzchak. If you can at least draw some blood. And the answer is no. Since the nidon is in Hatzad's dam, that's going to be mashbian Yitzchak and Ruchni stick away. So this is considered a chisel and this is considered a mum. Avraham Avinu wanted to give him this symbolic mum. Obviously, it's not going to be a carbon, but it's going to make him less Yitzchak. He's going to have less shleimus. He wants to be pogel a little bit in the shleimus of Yitzchak. And she says, no. Mumma, don't make any chisaron in him. Don't make him a mum. And now we understand why he says, Avram, Avram. He says his name twice because it's one connected Avram, one connected Yitzchak. They are both said to Avram. That's why it says Avram, Avram. The reason it says it twice is because there are two commands being given to Avram. One klapei him and one klapei Yitzchak. Now we can also understand what it says in the pasuk. It says, "Ki ata yadati." In Rashi, Amar Avram, "Farish lechasichasi." Avram said, "Let me explain. Yesterday you told me ki v'yitzchak yikara lechazara, and then you said kach nas ben chas yichidcha. First you promised me a great nation from Yitzchak, and then you told me to sacrifice him." And now you're telling me, Al Tishlach. What do you mean? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, Lo echal al brisi umotzei svasei lo ashan. And I told you the truth. Lo amati lo chashachteyu, ela haleyu asiktei v'achzei. I didn't tell you to shecht him. I just said, haleyu. Put him up in the mizbech and then take him down. Shaila is, why did Avram only ask about the stira now? And now when Hashem commanded him, kach etz bincha, esayser hibitzel kozar, why only now that Hashem tells him not to sacrifice his son, the malach, why only now is he asking about the stira? Also it's hard to understand, Avram Avinu was maharach et bar Hashem. He didn't trust Hashem. And also it says, Afarish l'chasichasi, let me explain to you what I was saying. As if Avram said something. What did Avram say that he was trying to explain? Also, what does that have to do with the pasuk about Tayyidati? Pasuk says, So on a kiyata yadati, Rashi brings this whole dialogue between Hashem and Avraham Avinu. But where is that merum is in the pasuk? Now I know that you fear Hashem. Where does it say? He says to him, I don't understand. Yesterday you told me this, then you told me that. What do you mean? What does that have to do with this pasuk? So based on what we explained, we can say as follows. Chas v'shalom, Avraham Avinu was not asking kashas on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's been ichusa. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Ki v'yitzhak yikar l'chazara. Yitzhak's going to be your seed. Mele when he says kach na, he's mevatel it. He's not going to be. That's what's included in Yechidcha, that he's the one who's going to succeed you. And now he's not going to anymore. You have to sacrifice that. You have to sacrifice your future. So when Hashem said to him, Atishlach Yotcha, he can't bring the carbon of the son that he loved. Not Hashem is stopping him from doing. But the Hakrava of Kibi Yitzchak, Yikari L'chazora, he could do it without Yitzchak dying, by being Motzi Dam. In other words, the uniqueness of Yitzchak, he's not going to lose out on. The unique was what he'll lose out on. Really, Yitzchak is going to live. However, that Yitzchak is going to be in the Madrega he was before with all the milas of Yitzchak, that he won't be anymore. He says, why not? When he says, Afarish l'chasichasi, it's because he says, Altas lo ma'uma. Hashem says to him, no, don't be motzi dam. And Avram says, that he wants to be mekayim the carbon of Kibi Yitzchak, of lowering the madrega of Yitzchak. That he's going to lose out on that. That's what he wants, at least something. At least I'll lose something out of the deal. We usually want to get something out of the deal. At least I'll lose something out of the deal. It was what Avram was looking for. He wanted to give to Hashem. He wanted to sacrifice. Why shouldn't I do it? And that he was answered, Ki atah yadati. No, I just wanted to bring to you, to the fore, that you're Yorei Elokim. Because as Rashi explains, the Musa Olam, we're saying, why do I love you so much? And now I can say that that's why I love you so much. It's enough to bring him up and then take him down. You proved yourself. So you're Mekayim what I wanted. So you want to be Mekayim that you're going to lose your son completely? No sale. You at least want to make a moment him to lower his Madrega. It won't be the same Yitzchak he was before. No sale. That he won't succeed you because he has this mum. No sale. Why? Because all he wanted to do is prove that you're a Yari Shemayim, and you proved it. And then in Pasuk Yud Gimel it says, "Vayisar anetzeinu ve'arvin alech arnechaz v'sfech b'karnav." We have to understand lashon of the pasuk is ayel achar necha. Why is it called ayel achar? What's this ayel achar nechaz v'sfech? This ayel achar was. It was a ram and it was caught in the thicket by its horns. Some people read it and afterwards it was caught. Some people read it behind him, a ram was caught. So we have to understand what's this achar. B'chi hayasham ayel nosaf sh'ayel zeh aya acher lo. In other words, it's another ayel. So the Yerushalmi and Tainis darshan says the Yalkut Shimoni and the Pirkei Devarim and the Pirkei Aleph Barich will say the Sutton wanted to be ma'akiv that krav of the ayel. What's the Inyan? The regular carbon behema. Why should the Sutton want to be Ma'akev? And obviously it says that the Isle of Avram was created from Erev Shabbos Ben Hashemashes, the beginning of creation. In the Yalkut it says the Isle was Lo began Eden Tachas Eitz HaChaim, and it would drink from the water under the Eitz HaChaim. How does the Medrash know that? And what's the special meaning of this carbon that's being brought to Afka after he's not Makriv Yitzchak? We also have to understand the meaning of the Eifer of Yitzchak. See in Brachas Samach Beis Amid Beis. The ashes of Yitzchak, the ashes of Yitzchak are piled in the Mizbeach. And we're talking about Shofar Shal Ayil. This is Korakedis Yitzchak Ben Avram. Why is this Ayil so special? It wasn't he, Hashem didn't end up bringing it. Avram didn't end up bringing Yitzchak. And this is just a regular carbon like all korbanos. However, Rashi in Pasuk Yud Gimel writes, "Ve'alel lo atachas beno shal kol avoda." He was mispalel that it should be as if I'm doing it to my son, as if my son is shachad, as if I'm throwing my son's blood, I'm skinning my son, I'm burning him, he's becoming ashes. What's the meaning of doing this? He brought an ayil, not his son. The answer is the ikur nisayon was being makriv his hargashos, that he loves his son so much and he's giving up his whole future that's going to come from Yitzchak. And that it says in the pasuk that when he's makriv the ayil, it was a maisa akrava of all of his feelings to Hashem, even though before Yitzchak was alive. And through this, it wasn't only what it says in Pasuk Yud-Beis, Ki Atah Yadati Ki Yireh Elokim Ata, a yidia that comes from what he was willing to do, but rather it was a Maisa Mamish. It was a Maisa Mamish that for that reason, the Efer is the Efer of Yitzchak. And the Keren of the Isle is Akedas Yitzchak. It's considered like Akedas Yitzchak. He gave over all of his hargashas to Hashem. So the Maisa was with the Ayil, but in the world of Machshava it was with Yitzchak. However, we still lacked that Yitzchak had this great godless. That was the cheft of the carbon, the godless of Yitzchak. The greatness of Yitzchak, as we explained in the previous year. And that was fulfilled by the fact that this Isle was created by Nashmashas after creation of man. And he wasn't shaykh to the other Bali Chayim. He's on a special Madrega. And that's what it says in the Yalkut. He was raw in Gan Eden. Grew up in Gan Eden. Special godless. Drink from the water under the Eitz HaChayim. So in this way, he's Mekayim the Tanayim of that Kravis Ayil. He gave her all of his regashas to Hashem as if it was his son with all the love. And it also had the godless of his son. He felt like he was sacrificing his whole future. It had godless also, not much like Yitzchak, but it had godless. It was created not with the other Bali Chaim. So it had to be as similar to Yitzchak as possible. That's why the Sutton got involved, because he didn't want that to happen. All right, we still have a lot more to say, so please stay tuned, and we will see Niflos Mitaretz Hashem. We still have to explain the Ayil Achar. It's Hashem. And other things as well, going on to Pasuk Yudalet and explaining. Shalom Malad Avel. So please stay tuned. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.